Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
Once again, your song of the day from 1981, Louisiana's Saturday Night by Mel McDaniel. 464-56851 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers. Song of the day.
You passed. You passed that one? Yes, all right. Good job. Is that
1981.
You remember that, Bill. We were in high school. I remember the song playing on the radio. It was good. And you always... You play to the crowd with Bomb Back, and sometimes you just play.
I disagree.
That was not 90s, though. That was 80s.
No, that was good. That was not necessarily playing to the crowd. That was good. I'm always worried when he comes in because sometimes you just play some awful 90s country.
Could be R&B.
Or just some awful, god-awful 90s country. That was good. Thank you for that.
Give examples of the god-awful 90s country.
Good R&B. God, you've played some songs that are so bad that make your toes curl.
Wow.
Yeah, that was good, though.
Tell me how you really feel.
I mean, you've just tried to play to him, and it just ugh. And he liked it. That was a thing. Okay, so let's say 80775. That's a good song. Real good.
I saw Bill singing over there.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, big season.
Hold on. If you don't mind, get mic down.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, sorry. Absolutely. It's... the rating will be will be ridiculous, just because there's two things. The song's incredible, and then having the chance, if you ever get a chance to feel it live. So there's two songs in Death Valley at LSU. Okay. They play this song when 103,000 people sing it, and then they play Colin Baton Rouge. And those two songs, the place just, this is more of a kind of a feel good sing along. Colin Baton Rouge is when it really cranks up, but when they play this song. And everyone, and there's 103,000 people singing it. It's really, really cool. So that's why I've kind of gravitated to it. It's a 97997.
Mel McDaniel. More than Pat. Mel McDaniel.
Yes. Mel's in the Hall of Fame.
Is this thing crackling? Are you crackling?
There's some crackling.
Mine's not crackling.
I'm crackling bad. Yeah.
Mine's not crackling at all.
So anyway, what's Bombeck think?
We got Derek Bombeck, Visit Lincoln in studio, the director of sport for Visit Lincoln.
Sport.
Derek, were you not? You're not as high in this one on these guys?
I like it. I'm a country guy. It wasn't as good as some 90s country.
Yeah.
I go 7-5 on that one.
Okay, that's great.
I'm surprised Tip heard it shoveling all that food in his mouth while that song was playing.
I'm starved.
You said 7-5,
Derek? 7-5.
We got to guess Ben's score, and we got to get Big C score.
That's a great Ben's song, so Ben won't get it. I'm going to go with a 4-2.
I'm going with a 4-8. I'm having the fours with Bill.
Yeah, he won't.
6-3.
That's an incredible song.
He got it.
Really down on Bombeck on this one, too.
7-5?
7-5 is not bad.
But it adds up. 90s country. Never once. Alexa, play 90s country. That's good never God. Been said.
No, you don't want Garth Brooks?
Never been said.
Garth was 90s. Garth was 90s.
Yeah, he's all right.
George Strait.
I can deal with some Clint Black.
I think we got to get Big C a score too. Big C, get
Big
up
C.
To the mic.
This is Derek. Hey, Big C, you got to get up in that mic.
Son, no. Big C, what do you got for a score, Big C?
I'll give it a 6.5 out of 10.
Okay,
there you go.
6.5.
Nice.
All right, we'll take that.
Good
score. All right, take that. Well, Derek, you're here to tell us about all things in Lincoln coming up this weekend in in the next week as well. So let's get right to it. We have, off the bat, Brews at the Zoo, one of the great events of the summertime in Lincoln.
Yeah, one of the fan favorites in Lincoln. So we're going to be kicking off the 2024 Brews at the Zoo this Saturday, June 22nd, featuring Lemon Fresh Days, which I believe you guys were just talking about.
Yeah, yes, we thought they named it a complete day after a Mutton Holders. We were just inaccurate on the information.
Turns out it's a local band. Incredible. But so this event
is
adults only, and so you can enjoy a night of live music. Some animal ambassadors are going to be out and about, and delicious drinks from some local breweries. So this event's going to happen all summer long. I think they have one in June, two in July, two in August, and one in September. So go to LincolnZoo.org to get your tickets for any one of those events and enjoy.
Bill has a question.
I have a question. Tell me what an animal ambassador is.
So I need to know this. Yep,
it's the
animals that are good with the public and don't mind large crowds. They'll bring them out so you can pet them, take pictures with them, things like that. Maybe not the gators or anything like that. But yeah, maybe a llama.
A llama?
A llama.
Yeah,
Is there a zebra there? Because I'd love to see a zebra.
I don't think they have big zebras.
No. Okay.
They don't?
They got two camels, though, at the Lincoln Zoo.
Oh, yeah, they got the camels there.
Right behind the zoo sign.
Now, camels can be mean. They can. Right?
They're probably not the ambassadors.
They're not the ambassadors.
Can they be?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to hearing about the ambassador program.
We'll try to find more details. LincolnZoo.org for your tickets to Brews at the Zoo. Trail Trek. 2024.
Yes,
Darren.
Another great one. So registrations are now open for 2024 Trail Trek. This event is going to take you through some of the scenic trails in Lincoln. You can get a free t-shirt as Pearls provide snacks and lunch.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam!
¡Muah! Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This event's going to be Sunday, June 23rd, starting at Speedway Village, and the event will be there happening rain or shine. So if you participate in Trail Trek, you'll not only have a fun ride, but you'll also be supporting all the trails in and around Lincoln. So you can visit Lincoln.org for more information on the Trail Trek.
Okay. Up next, the 2024 USA Roller Sports National Championships.
Whoa. Yes, the next couple events are future events, but I want to get them on everybody's calendars and radars. So Lincoln will be hosting the 2024 USA Roller Sports National Championships Speedway Village, July 6th through August 3rd. So yeah, the event is almost an entire month long. It's going to see thousands of athletes from all over the country competing to see who is the best in each discipline to earn their spot to the World Championships. And I believe the World Championships are in Italy this year. But you're going to have speed skating July 6th through 14th, rink hockey July 6th through 12th, artistic skating July 15th through 28th, and roller derby August 1st through 3rd. So for more information on that, you can visit USARollersports.org. Yes, Bill.
It's not really a question, more of a comment.
I think you guys should do a live remote from that, to be honest. Oh, okay. It's an amazing event.
That would be incredible. We flew to Phoenix for a business adventure, and flew with the roller derby team from Lincoln.
No, you okay. didn't.
Really? And we stopped and we talked to him at the carousel.
Really?
I go, walk me through this. They skate at the icebox. The local team skates at the icebox.
A lot. They also compete out at the Lincoln Sports Foundation. I know they practice out there as well, the old Abbott Sports Complex.
But it was incredible. Yeah. They were an incredible team to talk to. So I was very impressed.
Yeah. No, it's a great event. So
a full month, though. A full month.
Well, each discipline, takes different times. Yeah. Speed is by far the largest and most action-packed. It's a great event.
I used to cover that.
Did you?
Yep. As a young reporter. Really? It was amazing.
Did you miss that?
I don't know. It was fun. I kind of miss it, actually. Okay. I miss covering non-Nebraska football.
Better times.
Yeah. Better times. USARollersports.org. Last thing, Derek. Tennis, Nebraska ATP Challenger.
This is breaking news.
This is breaking news?
This is breaking news.
Hang on. We need to play this down.
Hang on.
We take care of breaking news in this show here. Breaking news per Derek Bombeck. Derek, tell us what's happening here.
This is exciting. Only maybe 10 people in Lincoln know about this event. So, you guys are the first to hear about it. But Lincoln will be hosting 70 to 90 of the top tennis players in the country this August 5th through 11th for its first professional tennis tournament.
Whoa.
So, it's going to be hosted at the Sid and Hazel Dillon Tennis Complex over at UNL. It's going to be an incredible event for the tennis community, and we want everybody to come out and support it because the ATP does want to make this an annual event in Lincoln. So the more we can support it, the more it'll grow, get better athletes here, and just showcase everything that Lincoln has to offer. So been working with Peter, the new head tennis coach at UNL. We got a new management company that's going to come in from Ohio to run the event, but this is a great event. Just kind of came on the books last minute, so that's why we're about 6 weeks out from the event, so still a ton to do, but a great event for Lincoln, and so tickets will be coming on sale soon. We'll get we haven't even got the press release out yet. This is the press release for Lincoln, so
thank you,
if you listen to the ticket, you are first to know about this, so it's going to be a great event, and as we get more information, we will get it out to the public so they can come check out a great event.
Wow.
This is really big. This is huge.
Yeah.
This is a pro tour event.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
And Lincoln's equipped for this.
Lincoln is equipped, yep.
Please state the venue.
The Sid and Hazel Dillon Tennis Complex, the UNL Tennis Complex over by the Barb Hibner Soccer Complex.
That's where it's going to be.
So over by the tack room.
by the tack
room. For those of you who are,
right on corner.
There's what kind of seating is there over there?
Seating? I mean, they got plenty inside. They have, probably close to 500 to 1,000 inside, but then they're going to be using indoor and outdoor courts. So.
Wow.
Yep.
So this is like Wimbledon, where you're going to have the main court and you're going to have other courts off of that.
Yeah.
It really is.
Lincoln, the Wimbledon of the Midwest. Yep.
Oh, wow.
This is August 5th through the 11th at the Sid and Hazel Dillon.
Yep. There'll be singles competitions, double competitions. So, little normal tennis
mixed
tournament.
Mixed doubles?
Potentially. We're still getting all the information.
Let me know. Shoot me a text on that one.
Bill wants in.
See if you and Laura qualify. So.
Not only being qualified.
You guys can try it.
This is really
this
big.
Is significant news.
Yeah, this is big. This is big.
It's called. That's the name. The Nebraska ATP Challenge.
Yep.
Wow.
So, All right. There you go.
That's why I bring Derek in. He breaks news and what's going on in the city.
Well, he
of
didn't just break really that. He set this up.
Yeah.
Sport did this. That's what your dad's doing. See, he's running Lincoln.
Keep feeding that big mouth over there.
Derek Bombeck is with us. Derek Bombeck.
Blow it up.
The director of sports for Visit Lincoln. Derek, what a great appearance as always.
Yeah, good one. This is a good one.
Thanks
today.
For
thank
breaking
you
news today for us. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Perfect.
All right. Hour two is next. An early break in the ticket.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.